Many Indians predict the country's already jammed streets are going to get even more clogged next year when one of India's top car makers, Tata Motors, rolls out the world's cheapest car. The sticker price? 100,000 rupees, or 1 lakh in Indian currency. That's about $2,500, half the price of the lowest-priced cars on India's market today. Still, the 1 lakh car, Tata has yet to release its official name, is nearly 3 times the average per capita income in India. Only 8 in every 1,000 Indians own the car, compared with roughly 500 Europeans out of every 1,000 and 770 Americans. The vast majority of Indians get around on motorcycles or mopeds or foot. Sudhir Mahanan, a 42-year-old forestry warden, often carries 2 passengers on his moped, his 11-year-old son, and his 5-year-old daughter. Every day he takes them home from school on his moped. Tata is targeting its 1 lakh car at families like Mahanan's in India's vast lower middle class. But Mahanan says the price is still too high for him.
ICICI loan.
He says he has taken this 2-wheeler with the financial support from the bank. So he will not be able to take a car which is costing 1 lakh rupees.
How cheap would a car need to be in order for him to buy one?
50,000.
He says that if there is a car of that sort, if you are able to make, he is very happy to buy it.
That's just over $1,000, so that car is not likely to be on the market anytime soon. In Kerala, car sales are booming. In cities such as Trivandrum and Kochi, the brisk trade is being helped along by a robust tourism sector and a growing technology industry. That growth is seen in much of India, which is one of the world's fastest-growing economies. Azad Pathan owns a Tata dealership along a stretch of road in Trivandrum with about a dozen car dealerships with gleaming showrooms filled with cars. Pathan seems to have doubts about whether Tata will actually pull off the 1 lakh car.
It is definitely going to revolutionize. But I don't know whether it is possible to make such a car. Ratan Tata, who is the chairman, is a man with a big vision.
Tata has not divulged many details about the 1 lakh car. Supposedly, it will be a small 4- or 5-seat compact. Much of it will be plastic, and it will have a tiny 30-horsepower engine. If the 1 lakh car is successful, it is expected to boost sales in spin-off industries such as car parts and auto repairs. Suji Kumar manages the Pradeep Driving School in Kochi.
There are people coming to learn driving, but there is no any drastic increase. Once they know that there will be a 1 lakh rupees car, then there will be more people coming to learn driving.
Tata is counting on the 1 lakh car to be a hit. The car maker is banking on huge sales volume to make up for the car's tiny profit margin. But its success could spell trouble for India's urban planners and environmentalists. They say a significant increase in car ownership could overwhelm the country's beleaguered roadways and worsen its air quality, which the World Bank says is already at critical levels in most of India's big cities. Environmental groups also express great concern that bringing car ownership to India's masses, who represent about 17% of the world's population, would inevitably enlarge India's carbon footprint, its gas emissions from burning fossil fuels such as oil and coal. At the moment, India contributes only 4% of the world's carbon dioxide emissions, which many scientists say may contribute to global climate change. That level is tiny compared to the U.S. and Europe, and environmentalists want to keep it that way. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Kochi.